Hello, this is Emma with Auroville Radio. This past week, February 9th and 10th, I had the opportunity to participate in a papermaking workshop at Auroville Papers. During that time, I sat down with one of the 57 workers of the shop to talk about his experience with the company and to learn more about the work of Auroville Papers.
My name is Joshua Trolson. I'm originated from the United States, born and raised in Chicago. My role here is quite bizarre because I maintain a lot of different things. I work in the handmade paper section. I help with the paper, making sure that the quality is up to par, as well as I even work upstairs helping with the earrings and doing the beads and everything. So I do a bit of everything. I try to be everywhere, and so I can't say I have one specific area I work in. Before this, I was studying as a pastry chef in France.
How did you make that?
It's just something that happened. You know, I was studying as a pastry chef. I was working in pastries. And then when I came to Auroville, they needed help in Auroville Papers. And I wanted to volunteer somewhere around here. And so this is what I just decided to do. It's been 7 years now. Yes. So it was actually a trip around India I was originally taking with my brother. I mean, we were here for 2 weeks. We were planning on leaving to travel across India. And then I was in a motorcycle accident. I was in the hospital for a while. And so that kind of stuck us here for the 6 months of recovery that I had to take, so we couldn't actually travel any longer. And so from there, my brother and myself, we both met our wives, who are sisters.
Auroville Papers began over 15 years ago. These days, Joshua works with a talented and diverse community of people managed between Hervé, Louisa, and Chandra.
I find that what's nice about our company is that it's just a really colorful company. With the people are colorful, the products are colorful, and everything we do here is really, it's really nice and it's really enjoyable. I think we are unique for that, for the fact that we don't use the leaves inside of our papers or flowers inserted inside our papers. We just use the imprints. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know of any other ones. There probably is a few. But I think we're quite unique for what we do.
Mm-hmm. And so are you part of the design team, or...?
I think everyone's part of the design team here. You know, if anyone has any ideas or thoughts on something, we all sit down, we work together on that idea. We talk it over, we see if it would work, if it's sellable in a sense, if we all agree on it, then we try to propose it to a client, Barnes and Nobles or one of the boutiques, and if they don't accept it, we put it aside in our ideas pile, which we have a whole bunch of over here. It can be a very creative place, and that's also enjoyable. You get to work with people that you, as I said, the community, you get to work with people that you have, that you enjoy working with. And it's a great learning experience. Who gets to make paper? So it is a lot of fun.
They provide a wide assortment of products, journals, earrings, bangles, picture frames, among many others, that are a wonderful variety of texture and color. They are sent all over the world, supplying to both small shops and larger commercial companies.
Barnes & Noble is our biggest client.
Wow.
Not the client that orders the most, but besides Barnes & Noble, yes, we send to a lot of boutiques. We have some boutiques in France and Italy and England, Switzerland, Germany, Spain, I believe. And there's a couple of boutiques in the States as well that we send to. Besides the Western boutiques, we also have a lot in India as well. And I think India actually is what accounts for about 50% of our sales, 50 to 60 in fact.
The first person I met at Auroville Papers was Hervé. He took my two friends and I on a tour of the production facility, explaining in detail the process of making this beautiful paper. We were immediately enamored by the creativity that is apparent in every aspect of their work. Our tour started in the room where a team of two send the cotton fibers through a shredding machine and continued on to where the paper pulp is then shaped with screens, to the final assembly workshops, and ended behind the factory shop next to their wastewater treatment facility, a living machine. A former mason, Hervé is part of the team that runs the daily life at Auroville Papers, and his energy abounds. It can be hard to keep up with him as he strides from place to place, making jokes and offering advice to the teams of workers.
Elve is a great guy to work with. He really is. He's a lot of fun. And kids are scared to death of him. And then they love him. And so so this is always funny to watch. You know, he has a big beard and he's kind of... he's a bit scary looking when you first meet him, especially for a child, I guess. And he's quite tall, 6 foot something, I don't know what. And so that can be a bit daunting, especially for a 2-foot child. And so, but they really love him in the end, and he's a lot of fun to work with, and he really is just full of knowledge about paper and about the way paper is made. And so that is, it's always interesting to get his advice on different things.
With over 57 workers, many of whom come from local villages, it is a diverse working atmosphere.
There is a completely different cultural difference compared to here to the States in a working environment. And so that is, I think, for any foreigner, I can't say it's negative, but it's a change and something you have to get used to and something you have to accept. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they have a different way of working. Maybe it's a bit slower than what we're used to. Maybe they like to do certain things that we actually wouldn't agree with in the States. So we have to just accept that and say, okay, and just smile your way through the day, I guess.
It is a noticeably lively workplace, and Joshua has a special connection with this community.
What I enjoy about working here is that my wife grew up in Oroville, and she's half Tamil, half French. And what I enjoy is I get to see a lot of the people who work here are people that my wife grew up with. Basically kids she went to school with, or my wife's mother taught in school. And so it's a bit fun for me to hear the stories and to have them coming back. And now they're getting married. A lot of them are getting married at least, or some of them are having babies. And so that's interesting for me. That's what I enjoy at least. Those are positive things for me.
The process of handmade paper can be water-intensive, and since here in Oroville, water usage is a major concern, people sometimes voice criticisms of the process.
We don't use as much water as it seems that we use, actually. I think we did a calculation. It was quite a bit under what we actually thought it was. Don't ask me for the numbers or anything, because I don't remember. But we do try to be mindful of that. We really don't want to ever throw any of our wastewater out into the canyons, which, of course, runs into the ocean. We really don't want to do that. So we do have a water treatment plant, and we have been working on maintaining, always removing all the fiber, the cotton fiber and the vegetable fibers, basically, from the water. And then also trying to get as much of the dye and color out of the water before we use it again. And all the water we do clean, we use for watering our gardens and our plants around here, so that way we can recycle it as best as possible as well.
Cool.
Well, I think it's an interesting place to visit. It's definitely a place to tour. I know every time one of my family members come or a friend comes from the States, I always give them a tour of Oroville Papers, and they love it. So it's definitely an interesting place to go around and to visit and to see when they're doing the paper and how it's pressed and how it's made and taking the cotton and beating it down.
Oroville Papers is a conscious company that has dedicated itself to creating functional works of art. It's an inspiration.
I think... what they believe in and what they want to do is bring a beautiful product and provide a beautiful product to the world. And I think that's what they really aim for. Whether it's using what nature provides with the leaves, and as you've experienced working with making the papyrus paper and the banana fiber paper, and just using what is available to you, I think this is what we aim to do, using the materials we have.
Within Oroville, you can purchase some of Oroville Paper's interesting and beautiful products at Portus near Aspiration and the Visitor Center. You can also find their products in Pondi at the Oroville Boutique and Kalkai. They offer tours by appointment, and for more information, you can visit their website at oroviplepapers.com. For Oroville Radio, this is Emma. Thanks for listening.